This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's it. The first loss of the season for St. Louis City SC. Bradley Carnell and the Philadelphia Union get an early goal on a corner kick by Kai Wagner, headed in by Ian Glavinovich, and the young roster of Bradley Carnell, that's all they needed.
You know, there's somebody who works at this station, in this company here, Odyssey, and she insists that nobody ever scores on a corner kick.
Who is that?
That's Trish.
Trisha. No one ever scores on a corner kick.
And apparently that's not true, because that's how City SC lost
to Philadelphia. That's so untrue. That's the untruest thing. Does she even know what soccer is?
I don't think she does. Joining us on the guest line this morning on the Chris and Amy show, Dale Schilly is St. Louis City SC's Academy Director and color commentator. You can hear him and Joey Zanaboni on Y98 for City SC. How's it going, Dale?
Good, especially now that I've learned that untruest is a word.
Well,
stick around. I'll teach you a thing or
There's
two.
There's so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, why is our coworker wrong about these corner kicks? Because people do, in fact, score.
They do score on corner kicks. We've scored a number of goals on restarts over the course of our 3 years here. And we have two of the better restart takers in Leuven and Cello Hartle. Providing good service. So, yeah, a number of goals are scored. I'd like to give you a stat, but I don't have it off the top of my head.
We don't have it either. we did not come prepared for that question.
We were not ready at all.
I thought of it in the last minute. So, City did take the loss, and the backdrop of that game was facing their former coach in Bradley Carnell. Yeah. So, I suppose there is added intrigue in that, right?
Yeah, you know, it was a little more fight and a little more bite in the game. Part of it was the weather and the wind and the bumpy field. Part of it was, you know, Bradley on one sideline and former players on the other sideline, everybody wanting to show their worth. Andy Vasilev, who used to play for us, started in the game for Philadelphia. So yeah, there's some little bit of extra fight, and we came out on the short end, but for sure it was a battle.
Dale, we are 5 games into the regular season with 34 games in that regular season, not counting all of those in-season tournaments and so forth. What is a benchmark for you when it comes to knowing what team you have out on the pitch? I say this because Mike Claiborne with the St. Louis Cardinals famously says you don't know what you have until flag day. So until June, he's like, you don't really know what you have. In soccer, is there a benchmark part of the season where you say, this is who we are?
Yeah, for me, it's June 1, particularly with a new coach. And if you have somebody that's back in for the second, third, fourth year, different story. But Coach Olaf is here now. The style and the way we're attacking the game looks a little bit different. But, you know, June 1 gives you a good part of the, 25% of the season, maybe a little bit more, to see what it's like. There's just so many moving parts and, just guys trying to figure each other out and exactly what the coach wants and where things are at and a different system and a different way of training, and a different way of communicating and preparing. So I would say early June. And, you know, Open Cup is in full swing at that point. So you have your regular season going on. You have Open Cup. You have a number of games that are happening. You have a mixture of players that are getting put together by that stage. And I think at that point, you know exactly what you got. And then it's a matter of, you know, can you get the results the rest of the year to put you over the playoff line?
Dale Schilly is joining us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We've got coming up here a game against Austin. Now, Sunday, there will probably be, I suppose, interesting conditions. The weather is not supposed to be entirely cooperative. So how do you prepare for a day like that when, you know, they might have to play through something?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because we're scheduled for a doubleheader that day. The club is. So we have a 1:15 game with the first team, 4:30 game with City 2, both against Austin. And, if we get too much rain, I'd hate to be the City 2 guys and have to play on the field after it's been played on that day. It's unusual to have, two games in a day like that. How do you prepare for it? Yeah, you just call back on experiences that you had as a youth and then your developmental days of having to play through different conditions because you can't mimic it in training. And obviously today is a great day for practice and a great day for a game. Tomorrow similar, although I think we're going to have some wind, but yeah, if we get storms on Sunday, who knows, a couple of years ago we played Cincinnati at home and we had, a couple-hour delay before we could kick off. We still had fans sticking around. And actually, I think we had like 15,000 fans stick around for the kickoff that was 2 or 3 hours delayed. So, yeah, you got to eat some food. You got to keep yourself going. You got to play cards. You got to play Parcheesi, as these guys play. And then just flip the switch to when the whistle blows, get out and play.
Hold on, they play Parcheesi? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody playing
Parcheesi.
That.
Wait, what's Parcheesi again?
It's with cards.
It's like a Sorry game. Right? Well, no, it's a board game. It's kind of like Sorry, if you remember Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that, yeah, where you're kicking people back to their starting spots.
But it's not like backgammon.
No.
No, it's not like backgammon. No, it's more of a... I mean, it's like a board game where you move around a square into a home space, and you can get kicked back to the beginning. And the games can take a long time. And I haven't watched them play it. I know they play it, and I hear it on the plane. And it's a good game when you're flying 4 hours or 3 hours to Los Angeles because it takes a long time.
Okay, wow. I honestly have never met anybody who's played it.
Aware. I've only really kind of heard about it, like in lore. Like,
yeah, right. Like, it was always like a joke, like a punchline.
Like, oh, Parcheesi.
And these young guys are playing it.
I love it.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I used to play with my grandma. That was
really.
Yeah, that was a big game back then. But
I like to picture the City SC players on their private jet playing Parcheesi and bridge on the way to the game. I feel like that.
Bridge.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, actually, no matter what the weather is, Dale, on Sunday, someone who won't be playing is midfielder Edward Leuven, who received a red card and it will have to sit out City's next game. And he got the red card for not leaving the field in a timely manner, correct?
Yeah, he kicked the ball away and didn't leave the field. So, yeah, he got the suspension. Maybe a little touchy, maybe a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
But, it is within the referee's, ability at that point to judge it that way. So we'll miss Leuven this weekend, and that's a big loss.
Well, he can't be happy about this. Is it So you do sort of think he deserved it?
You know, I mean, look, if it was on the other side, we yeah. would be complaining that that the you know was, should have been a second yellow. So is it a consistently called? Not necessarily. Different referees have different perspectives on it, but the way the game was being called on that mm-hmm. night, yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Is it kind of like a call like that feels like when an umpire decides to throw a manager out of the game?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's kind of subjective and like, yeah, it's within his purview and maybe the manager said the magic word, but it kind of felt like that, like throwing an umpire yeah. out of a game.
Or kind of like a balk. Because yeah. I feel like balks happen all the time and then sometimes they call it.
Well, it could be a balk, could be kicking a manager out of the game. All I know is we're missing a do this week.
Does he still get paid?
What's that?
Does he still get paid?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Right. This is a stupid question, but if
they've
the
been,
game,
they've all been stupid.
No, but if they have all been stupid, but it, let's say the game gets delayed, does he still have to miss the delayed game, or is it like
he will have to miss the next, delayed the game. Game? So yeah, okay. So let's say this game oh. gets canceled and moved
yeah.
to a different part of the year. This is the game he'll have to miss.
Oh, that is interesting.
That's so weird. Yeah. I actually. So wait. So he'll
so he's not out for the next game. He's out for this game. Interesting.
That's correct.
Huh.
How? Yeah. So it wasn't a stupid question. It felt like a stupid question at the
good
time.
Good job, Amy.
Why, thank you. I feel good about this. Well, I guess on the upside, there is a player now who gets to go on the pitch who wouldn't normally get to. Do we know who that is yet? Because, I mean, obviously an injury or a suspension is a bummer for the team, but there's always a young guy who gets an opportunity.
That's right. I don't know who it's going to be. We'll see, you know, as Coach Olof starts to put some of the guys on the field next to each other in training today and tomorrow, that's when we'll have a better idea. Tomas Ostrock could be the guy that benefits. The other person could be like an Akil Watts, who against the Union played wide, but he can play central where Adu plays. Then they would move some other guys around, so maybe Akil would come central and another center back, maybe Joachim Nilsson or Timo Baumgartel or Josh Yarrow will come in and play center back, and Kyle Hebert would go wide. So there's a couple of different opportunities for Olof to move some guys around. And as you said, Amy, somebody's going to benefit from it.
It is very early in the season. City SC is in fifth place in the Western Conference. The team they are hosting on Sunday afternoon is in second place. That is Austin coming to town. Dale Schilly will be on the call with Joey Zanaboni on Y98. Dale, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you for giving us more soccer education today.
Yeah, all right. It's my pleasure.
Dale Schilly, our guy, St. Louis City SC Academy Director and color commentator. Again, you can hear that game on Y98. So there is a doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to watch if you're going to it, City play. That's the first team. They'll play at 1:15. And then after that game will be City 2 getting a chance to play. So a nice little soccer doubleheader. And hopefully the weather is somewhat cooperative. Mm-hmm.